Last case for argument is United States v. Perez. Mr. McGowan.
May it please the Court, Counsel, Andrew McGowan again, this time on behalf of Mr. Perez. This appeal concerns a supervised release revocation hearing that extended over four hearings in front of two different judges. Mr. Perez has appealed both judges' sentences. However, the government has conceded that the first judge, Judge Kendall, did not have jurisdiction to increase Mr. Perez's sentence from the original 14 months to 24 months. As a result, unless there are any questions, I don't intend to address that portion of the brief. What remains is Mr. Perez's argument that Judge Castillo changed his original sentence from 12 months more than the sentence in Judge Kendall's case to a sentence of 31 months to begin on December 4th. A sentence that the Bureau of Prisons can't follow completely. As a result, as it stands, the sentence is 31 months from May 9th, 2008, a sentence that, when combined with the sentence in Judge Kendall's case, makes a total sentence of approximately 41 months. Judge Castillo originally intended to sentence Mr. Perez to 12 additional months. I say that based on the statements that Judge Castillo made at the first sentencing hearing. I admit that they were confusing because he used the word concurrent in addition to using the word consecutive. However, the judge considered the possibility that the appeal in Judge Kendall's case would be either successful or not. And he said that the 12 additional months would be 36 months if Judge Kendall's appeal was not successful. However, it would be less if the appeal was successful. And in fact, Judge Castillo was aware of the basis of the appeal, which was simply whether the sentence in Judge Kendall's case of 14 months should stand or whether the 24 months sentence imposed should stand.
So what is your objection? So he's going to serve the 3 years. And what is your objection to that?
Your Honor, my objection is that it should be 12 months in addition to Judge Kendall's sentence, not 36 months.
But Judge Castillo wants him to serve the 36 months. So why is that? Why is that an error?
Judge Castillo was a little clearer about that at the sentence. He was a little clearer about that at the second sentencing. But my argument is that he didn't have jurisdiction to change the sentence from 12 months.
He was clarifying what he meant. What he said was he always intended that these sentences fit together in such a way that Perez would serve 36 months. So in his second, sentencing hearing, he's clarifying what he intended. There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
What's wrong is that his clarification, he said that at the second sentencing hearing. However, at the original sentencing hearing, what he said was, I will fashion a sentence of 36 months to run with accounts in front of me in a consecutive manner. But I will, out of mitigation, run my sentence concurrent to Judge Kendall's sentence. That's what he said first, but then he explained.
That's when he thought that Kendall's sentence was 12 months, not 24.
It was actually 24 months at that time. But he was aware that there was an appeal pending.
He wanted, these things get gummed up.
I understand that,
one judge gets involved in. But I don't know why you guys can't go out in the hall and settle this thing. It seems to me when Castillo, the second judge here, has a revocation, all the stuff goes back to 1987 and then 93, the Wisconsin case, that the judge, the second time, Castillo just wants to add some time on to what's already been imposed by Judge Kendall. That's what he wants to do. And Judge Posner's question is, isn't that what he did? He changed his sentence of 31 months, didn't he?
He did, but the 31 months doesn't take into account all the time that he was incarcerated between when he was arrested in July of 2007, and he was sentenced on May 9th of 2008.
Did
it only takes into account 5 months, so it's not even a fully concurrent sentence.
Did he backdate the sentence to start it in December? When
he intended that the sentence started December 4th, which would account
for
this.
But he imposed it in May.
He did, but the Bureau of Prisons can't take account of the December 4th beginning date because the statute doesn't allow the Bureau of Prisons to do that if he's serving another sentence. What this court has instructed the district court to do in situations like this, of course, the simplest sentence would have been 12 consecutive months. However, if the district court wanted to make a completely concurrent sentence to an earlier imposed sentence, the district court would have had to take into account how much time between when he was arrested and served on this other sentence and when he was sentenced on the day he was sentenced, including good time. I mean, that's... And you could ask that from the Bureau of Prisons, and you can get that number. But that didn't happen in this case. Instead, we've got this mishmash of intents. I believe that the original sentencing, he imposed a 12-month consecutive sentence, essentially, even though he didn't say it as explicitly as he should have, which would have been the simplest thing. However, even if he was trying to impose a completely concurrent 36-month sentence, it would have had to have been about 26 months because there was 10 months serving on the other sentence, plus whatever good time he would have been able to accumulate. That's my argument, unless there are any other questions. I'd like to reserve the rest of my time.
Okay, thank you, Mr. McGowan. Mr. Garcia?
Because you agree that Judge Kendall did not have jurisdiction to revisit that sentence and increase it from 12 to 24, and that has to go back.
Yes, Your Honor.
Why don't you agree to send everything back, consolidate in front of one judge, and let that judge determine what the supervised release should be, giving him credit for every time, all the time he's been in custody.
Your Honor, that is what's...
Isn't that the easiest thing to do here?
Your Honor, that is...
We are always interested in doing things the easy way, but why not do it that way?
Your Honor, that is one solution in order to resolve this problem. However, the intention of Judge Castillo's sentence is very clear by the record. Judge Castillo intended for the defendant to receive...
Yeah, but what about this extra 5 months? What is that about? Did you discuss that in your brief? I didn't remember that.
I apologize, Your Honor. The extra 5 months.
What Mr. McGowan was talking about at the end of his argument, when the sentence begins and the Bureau of Prisons has to begin it on May 9th or something. And
yes, Your Honor.
That he's losing credit for time served. Well, what's your position on that?
Your Honor, the 5 months was taken into calculation by Judge Castillo when he sentenced the defendant to 31 months. What Judge Castillo intended to do was sentence...
Well, what is the sentence, 31 months or 36 months?
Judge Castillo, the final sentence was 31 months to begin December 4th, 2007.
But he didn't sentence him until May.
That's correct. The 5 months that the defendant is discussing is he was placed into custody on July 2007 by Judge Kendall. From July 2007 to December 2007 is the 5 months. That's the gap in which the defendant is now claiming that is not being taken into consideration by Judge Castillo. But that time is being taken into consideration by Judge Castillo. What he did was he...
Mr. McGowan says, and you didn't reply to this, that the law require that the Bureau of Prisons will treat the period of incarceration as starting in May, not in the previous December.
You know, Judge Castillo intended for the sentence... for the defendant to receive 36-month total sentence, and he backdated his sentence for...
But Mr. McGowan is saying, rightly or wrongly, because you don't discuss it, I don't know what the answer is, that the Bureau of Prisons won't pay attention to that backdating. They'll say his sentence, his 31 months starts in May.
Your Honor, I do not know the answer to that question.
Well, it's kind of... I mean, it relates to Judge Evans. Isn't this something that ought to be straightened out by the district judge?
Yes, Your Honor, it should be straightened out by the district court judge.
So it should go back.
However, the intent of Judge Castillo's sentence was 36 months.
Whatever his intent was, we have to figure out what the sentence is actually going to be with it, right?
Yes, Your Honor. the record is very clear that Judge Castillo intended for the defendant to serve 36 months, and the defendant understood that
he also knew he had already had 5 months served. He gave that.
By the time that Judge Castillo had sentenced the defendant, he had already been in custody from July 2007 to May 2008. So Judge Castillo was intending to try to fashion, in some manner, a sentence of 36 months in which the defendant would also receive his credit.
It's not clear he succeeded in fashioning that, so it has to go back.
Yes, Your Honor. If there are no further questions.
Thank you very much, Mr. Garcia. Do you have anything further, Mr. McGowan? Okay, well, thank you, and we thank the defenders for your services to the client. And the court will be in recess.